hope for the Jews of the prophet's time. Ezekiel was, in the first instance, a preacher to the Jews of his own day. God, through the prophet, was encouraging his people to look forward to the time when he would end their captivity and restore them to their land. As Ezekiel's fellow prophet Jeremiah predicted, he would do this for them after 70 years in Babylon. Daniel based his prayers upon the promise, arguing it out before the Lord. While Ezekiel was not so precise as to timing, nevertheless, he also went on holding out hope to the Jews in their captivity, exhorting them to look forward to that better day, spelling it all out in detail. The promised day of restoration would surely come. This is the first layer of interpretation. Hope for the Jews in Babylon. And, after the predicted 70 years, the day of restoration dawned, and Judah returned to their homeland. But this is not enough. The fact is, the day of restoration, that return from captivity, when it did arrive, with its consequent rebuilding of the temple, came nowhere near exhausting the extent of Ezekiel's prophecy. By a long chalk. For a start, the Davidic kingship was not restored with Judah's return from Babylon. And, though the temple was rebuilt, that second temple was painfully inferior to Solomon's structure, which had formerly occupied the Temple Mount. It cannot be gainsaid. The second temple was a second-rate temple in comparison to the first. So much so, those who remembered the surpassing greatness of the former temple, although it goes without saying they were glad to see the new edifice, grieved over its smallness compared to the time before the captivity. Thus, the second temple, being but a sad reflection of the glory of Solomon's imposing temple, came nowhere near fulfilling the prophecy of Ezekiel 40-48. Nor did things improve in the years that followed. Down the centuries after the restoration, time and again, Judah would be forced to endure cruel slavery under a succession of tyrannical empires, Medo-Persian, Greek, Roman, as predicted in Daniel 2. There is no escaping the fact. By no stretch of the imagination can the history of Judah's restoration from Babylon represent the complete fulfillment of Ezekiel's message of hope. And nothing in Israel's history since A.D. 70, when the Second Temple was sacked by the Romans, culminating in A.D. 135, comes remotely close to fulfilling the prophecy. A millennial kingdom. So, is there to be a coming Jewish kingdom? Will Ezekiel's prophecy be fulfilled in a literal sense in a future day? Some interpreters think so. They see the ultimate fulfillment of Ezekiel's prophecy in a Jewish millennial kingdom lasting for 1,000 years, when, as they admit, it will end in disaster. Which kingdom is to be established after the return of Christ, with Christ reigning as king in Jerusalem? They expect the temple, the priesthood, the sacrifices, the festivals, the kingship, all to be reinstated at a standard of opulence and glory, exceeding that of the days of Solomon. There are, however, grievous objections, insurmountable objections, to this interpretation of Ezekiel's prophecy.